So good to see you in the Lord's house this morning. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to Acts chapter 4. As we approach the time of our celebration of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ at the end of this month, I'm going to be sharing some calls to worship that kind of focus our hearts as we move toward that particular time. And specifically in this passage of Scripture, the message that was being preached by Peter and John to the Jews that were there after Pentecost stirred up a tremendous amount of hatred. And it came from religion, of the ones that you would think would be supportive of the message that Peter and John were preaching. They were totally against it. In the previous chapter, Acts chapter 3, at the end it says in verse 25, "Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first God, having raised up his Son Jesus, sent him to bless you, in turning away every one of you from his iniquities." And then notice verse 1 of chapter 4. "And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead." Now I want you to notice what stirred them. They were angry as Peter and John spoke. And when they got to the part of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, they moved in. They'd had enough. You know, the truth of the resurrection, folks, is the truth about life. If you and I do not know Jesus Christ, the risen Lord, and we're just like the other religions of the earth with their dead founders, we're in trouble. But whenever they began to speak of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and that he came forth from the tomb and delivered the people from their sins, the religionists said, "All right, now he's gone to meddling with us." You see, religion is about being bound to a man or to a belief system originated by men. And the only way that they can keep people following them is to put pressure on them that the church or the founder is the answer to their problems. And whenever you preach about Jesus Christ as the redeemer from sin, people get upset and angry. Religion gets upset and angry. And as we approach our remembrance of the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, I want you to watch in the media. I want you to see what's happening, how they will talk more and more about church. We've got a great deal going on with the appointment of a new pope that they want to have in place before what? Isn't this interesting? Before what? Easter. Why? To focus again the attention upon the church, and one perceived to be the vicar of Christ, drawing attention away from whom? Our blessed Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Folks, this is no accident. And I want us to see that. I want us to have that in our hearts and understand and know that religion has a major problem, and their problem is with Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord and Savior. They don't want the attention drawn toward him. They want it toward themselves. And they're willing to talk about Jesus, but it's not the same Jesus of the Bible. And so I want to encourage you that you avoid religion like the plague, and that you focus your heart and mind upon the Savior Jesus Christ. In him alone. You know, in verse 12 of this passage says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." You know what? Peter and John came forth with boldness. How did they confront the religionists? They said this, "There is salvation in no other." That was the problem. The religionists saw salvation in their church, in their belief system, in Judaism, keeping the law. And here were these men speaking about Jesus Christ, and that we believe in him for salvation. There's nothing to do. It's all been done in Jesus Christ. And religion had a problem with that. May we, as we've gathered together today, gather together in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. And may our hearts be knit and joined to him. That's true worship. That's the proper understanding. Our life is found in His resurrection. That's where our eternal life is found, in Him. And may we exalt Him today.